We return to Myanmar today, an Asian country also known as Burma. A military coup took place there a month ago, and protests have been welling up ever since. A Burmese military commander has said troops have been using minimal force when confronting protesters, but on Sunday, during demonstrations across the country, troops used tear gas, stun grenades, and according to the United Nations, live ammunition against protesters. And the UN Human Rights Office says that left at least 18 people dead and dozens of others injured across Myanmar. When the coup began, the military said it had removed and replaced the nation's civilian leader and 24 members of her government. That leader is Aung San Suu Kyi, and the military brought a new charge against her on Monday. It accuses Suu Kyi of breaking the law by publishing information that may cause fear or alarm. Suu Kyi's political party won big in national elections last November, but the military says the vote was fraudulent. And though it's promised to hold new elections to bring in, quote, true and disciplined democracy, the military has declared a year-long national emergency for the time being, and it has not yet set a date for more elections to take place. So the protests, some of which have been violent, continue, while activists have asked other countries to get involved in stopping the military takeover.